Hey there, No BS women. I'm Coach Yesenia, and welcome to the No BS newsletter for the week of Sunday, January 23rd, 2022. The quote of the week is by Corinne. You deserve to feel better. You deserve to believe in yourself. Our January Mission Possible update is as follows. This month, we're challenging every No BS woman to go through the No BS weight loss course and help us reach the top of our goal getter gauge. The goal getter's gauge is at 76,248. We have one more week to go, so keep watching those videos, checking your boxes on the website, and using those hashtags. Remember, this is not the time to give up on this challenge, or more importantly, yourself. It doesn't matter which video you're on, keep going and keep checking those boxes. If you're on Facebook, use the hashtag Get It Done. If this is your first time taking or finishing the No BS Weight Loss course, or use the hashtag Repeat if you're taking the course again, so we can cheer you on and count your progress that way. Our featured calls of the week include Mission Possible Module 4 Worksheet Call plus Monthly Assessment with Coach Yesenia, happening on Saturday, January 29th at 10:30 a.m. Central. Ready to hashtag get it done with No BS Coach Yesenia? Bring your Module 4 worksheets to this webinar call and get coached through your future self worksheet. Coach Yesenia will also review the monthly assessment worksheet and help you plan for the month ahead. I hope you guys join me on this call. We'd also like to feature the Mission Possible No BS course Q&A on Module 4 with Corinne. This is happening on Wednesday, January 26th at 9 a.m. Central. This week, we are completing Mission Possible like the No BS badasses that we are. Corinne answers all of your questions about Module 4 of the No BS Weight Loss course on this Zoom call. This week, we'd like to highlight one of our new subgroups, Looking Fab at Any Size. Did you know about all of our new subgroups? This week, we want to highlight the No BS Looking Fab at Any Size Facebook subgroup. You can join this group if you enjoy sharing makeup, style, and body positivity tips, no matter what size you are. You can find this specific group and all of our official No BS Facebook subgroups at nobswomen.com. Click on the menu and tap on Facebook and Accountability Groups. Dropping Tuesday in your inbox, your No BS monthly newsletter, your special monthly email newsletter from us, will arrive in your email inbox on Tuesday, January 25th. It'll contain all the details on what we've got coming up for February, including our revamped Big Ass Action course, plus a super special movement challenge. Don't miss it. We're really excited about this one and can't wait to share it with all of you. Our No BS Woman Spotlight of the Week is Becky, who's down 40 pounds, and she wrote a beautiful post on Facebook that said, I started in April 2019 on fire. I consumed all of the calls and courses I could get my hands on. I would listen to the No BS replays every chance I got. I made plans, lost count. I assessed almost all of them. I've done discovery worksheets, urge worksheets, journaled like a badass, lost 70 pounds, and was even featured as a success story. But it wasn't enough. I was not at my number goal, so I started to beat myself up in the smallest, tiniest ways. I started to ignore the plans I was making. I stopped my daily walks. I would grab a hold of some new shiny concept and try to deep dive, and then in a month or so, look up and I was back in some dark fog, back to my doubt and fear and reluctance and self-loathing. I was and still am in a depression cycle. I was either doing it all or nothing. Through this, I had some really heavy life happen and basically just gave up on losing weight. I gained 30 pounds. This morning, the realization hit me. I will always have these depressive episodes, and I will come out of them safe and whole. So I do not need to expect myself to be on all the time. I can let my soul rest in those low moments. I have a protocol of brush teeth and hair, and some days even that is hard, but it's enough. But also in the midst of all of this, I have been slowly gaining trust with myself. By allowing myself those days of rest without judgment, I can focus on myself with even more fire on the days I am feeling better. If I could offer any advice, take every low point as a means to learn. Learn about your true self. Learn about your patterns. Learn about what drives you and what you force yourself to do, rather than judge your true self patterns, motivators, and actions. Depression didn't make me gain 30 pounds. My thought, something is wrong with me, made me feel defective and I gave up. Awareness of that is my goal for 2022, not a number, self-love. The weight will come off when I start to love myself through all things. I wish I had taken that to heart from the beginning. So that's all. Just a little bit of self-reflection on this Sunday morning. My love to you all. I'm so glad you decided to share that, Becky. I mean, the bravery it takes to be vulnerable like that and share your experience is just amazing. And I just want to tell everybody, it can totally be normal to experience these ups and downs with our weight loss, to experience, you know, weight loss and regains. The regains always have something to teach us, right? I mean, sometimes we gain weight and that's all we can think about, but this is also an opportunity for you to gain trust in yourself, gain love for yourself, and like Becky said, learn to love yourself through everything. Our new hotness post of the week is from Jessica, who wrote an awesome Facebook post that says, "Big revelation today. I always thought there were just two stops on this train line, hungry and full. Then I learned about satisfied from Corinne and stopped there from time to time. Now I'm noticing all the other stops along the way. Empty and happy, excited to eat, calm and enough, distracted and not hungry, etc. My black and white train line has at least 10 other colorful, beautiful stops that I never noticed because I was too busy commuting from hungry to full at top speed." Wow, mind blown. What are your favorite stops on this train route? I love this. This is definitely what the journey is all about. There is so much more than just hungry and full, or even just hungry and enough. There is so much in between. And I'm so glad that you decided to share this, Jessica, because one of my favorite stops, probably two of them that you mentioned, are excited to eat and calm and enough. That's it for this week's edition of the No BS newsletter. Remember that NoBSWomen.com has everything you need for your weight loss success. If you have a weight loss question, Ask Coaches on the website is the place to go. If you run into any tech issues or have a question about your account, click on the blue question mark on our website and fill out the form. You'll find that at the bottom right corner of every page at NoBSWomen.com. Thank you so much for listening. Now go forth and show up like a badass No BS woman this week, and I'll see you next time.